Back with you here on a Tag Team Wednesday. Pretty cool story in-house right now for the next few segments. A wide receiver that many of you may recall, he was a star at City and once upon a time was first team Baltimore Sun, all met coming out of high school at City College. This gentleman was had all the accolades. ESPNU had him as the 16th best receiver in the land. One time a four-star prospect, rated as the 19th best receiver in the nation, according to scout.com. So he had all those accolades, went to Florida to play for Urban Meyer, and then things didn't work out there briefly at Maryland, and then wound up at Stony Brook playing the FCS in the CAA. Many of you probably saw him play against Towson. But in studio right now is Adrian Coxon. Adrian, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, no problem. How you doing today?
Doing well. And in the interest of full disclosure, you've been working with Mr. Ismail over there.
Yes, sir.
And Q, I'll have you ask this, but I want to hear more about your relationship, what you guys are doing, but I want to get this full scope of the story and your kind of football journey.
Well, basically, for Adrian, how I met him, one of our colleagues in the media, Matt Zenith, he actually gave me a call out of the blue. Obviously, I do my missile training up at the Arena Club in Harford County, and a part of their sports performance team, you know, I'm sitting there training some guys, and I get a call, and Matt's like, hey, I got this guy that is trying out for the league, and I think you can help him out as far as being a wide receiver and some of the tricks of the trade. Mentally, in my mind, I'm like, all right, fine, I've heard this story before. You know, I'll give him a look, and we'll see what's what. But actually, when, you know, I looked at his highlight tape and, you know, realized what an accomplished player he was, it piqued my interest, and I think maybe, what is about a week later, we connected and came up to the Arena Club and sat there, and we kind of, you know, chewed the fat a little bit, talked about some things. The next thing you know, we're sitting there like, all right, cool, let's go ahead and make it a go, and I'll help you as far as missile training and being your sports performance coach and being able to give you an opportunity to enhance your game to show off for some scouts.
Yeah. After the first workout, I knew that this was where I needed to be, and this was the place that would give me the best opportunity to become the best player that I could be to expand my skills to play to on the next level.
So you're trying to get to the NFL. You're going to have a pro day. When's that?
It's on April 1st.
April 1st, and that's going to be at Stony Brook where you play in college, right? When you do this, are you going to be the only person there for that pro day? I mean, seriously, how do these pro days work? I have no idea.
It's going to be mostly the seniors that played with me that have a good shot at, you know, getting on the team. So I think it's about 10 of us right now, and we all looking forward to showing the scouts what we can do out there.
How did the school's Q publicize this and get the word out to make sure scouts come?
Absolutely. So usually the strength and conditioning coaches around the country, if you have a good, talented crop of guys, the scouts are going to find you. Obviously, for the Ravens, I've known, you know, those scouts in that department for quite a long time. They pride themselves on finding guys, the likes and the talents of an Adrian Coxon. That being said, you basically have, you know, the access via the not only the strength and conditioning coach, but also the agents themselves of, you know, when are your pro days going to be? And the schools will go ahead and list it out there, make it, you know, known to all 32 teams. And then it becomes, okay, do I want to send my resources to, you know, see the different pro days? And in this particular case, I mean, 10 guys for Stony Brook, that's quite impressive.
Yeah.
And you will probably have a large number of scouts there to kind of watch and participate and see what, you know, these guys can do and see if their talents matches up and fits, you know, what they like to do for their particular system at their particular pro team.
And, you know, people are obviously going to wonder why you left Florida, why you left Maryland, and found your way at Stony Brook. Not that there's anything wrong with being an FCS player at all, to say the least. And I know it's a good academic school as well. But, and not that it's anything malicious, but why did you bounce around and then find your way to Stony Brook?
When I came out of high school in 2010, I ended up going to University of Florida. I was there for about 3 weeks during camp. My dad ended up going blind. So I ended up deciding to come home and help take care of my dad for the meantime. So I enrolled into the University of Maryland, and I played there for 2 years. Then Coach Friedman ended up getting fired, and so we worked out a way where as though my dad could have a nurse in home with him, so, you know, I would be able to pursue and focus on my football career. So that's why I ended up transferring to University of Stony Brook. And I feel like that was the best opportunity to help me get to the next stage of into the NFL.
And one thing that's kind of interesting, just going back and looking at the numbers at Stony Brook, you know, you're this big-time recruit, but you kind of, I guess, bounce around for a little bit. You go to Stony Brook, you don't immediately play. You know, you don't immediately star. It took a while, or it took a couple of seasons for you to get in every game and then pile up the catches at the end of your career.
Right.
So you had to kind of earn your way there despite being a super-duper, you know, high school All-American kind of guy.
Yeah, well, our offense was built around the run game. I would say we were probably an 80% run team.
Wow.
So, you know, it's not really the ideal situation for a receiver to really show what they can do. But when I got my chance to show what I could do, I felt as though I did my best, and I felt as though I made the big plays happen when we needed it.
That's the one thing that I think stuck out for me, Brett, is it's when you look at his tape, you could see where this is a stud. This isn't just a guy that's out there and hoping to make it into the NFL, but has a legitimate opportunity to make it in. At that time, your playing weight was what, 220?
I was about 225.
Whew. Big boy.
That's huge. How much are you weighing right now?
208.
So wow. I'm bragging right now. Because
6'1", 208 for those trying to visualize at home right
yes,
now.
Yes, yes. Well, 225, I mean, you're a glorified outside blocker. And
yeah.
At the same time, he was fluid and smooth with his route running, making some really difficult catches. It wasn't like some basic, oh, just go deep. But it was some complex routes that he was running. But at the same time, I think one of the things, the reason why both Adrian and Matt wanted me a part of his council was because they were saying, look, he has an all-star game coming up, and I want to give him an opportunity to kind of know what to expect. So I was like, sure, I'll absolutely help him out. And that's where from that 220 range, that's when the scouts were like, all right, well, if you can drop some weight, run a fast time on your pro day, my goodness. I mean, because, again, he showed up again against some of the top-level guys down in Texas at his all-star game. So he keeps showing up. And that's the one thing that really impresses me. When the lights are bright, that's when you see Adrian at his finest.
Is that true, Adrian?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can say that I think before the All-Star game, I was there for about 2 weeks. And I've probably learned so much in 2 weeks that I've ever learned in my career so far working with Kadri.
Wow. High praise there for Mr. Ismael. When we come back, I want to ask you about maybe being overlooked in this draft because you're coming from Stony Brook and not from Florida or Maryland where you previously were and what you're doing to kind of offset that. And I want to hear from Q about what he sees potential and then also speed-wise and some of his expertise on that. We're talking to former City College star Adrian Coxon, a local kid trying to get to the NFL with the draft coming up. Interesting conversation here on WBAL News Radio 1090.